From Tidbits on November 9th, 2009, this is the audio version of macOS 10.10.6.2 Addresses Myriad Bugs and Security Issues, written by Jeff Carlson. Apple has released macOS 10.10.6.2, a sizable update to Snow Leopard that touches on many areas of the operating system. The changes are too numerous to chronicle. Read Apple's About the macOS 10.10.6.2 update page for a list of changes. Also note the page detailing the security improvements in this update. A few important items do jump out. The update fixes the guest account deletion bug that would delete one's own user directory when you logged back in after a guest login session was complete. You can now open multiple downloaded files via the Finder reliably, a problem we covered in Snow Leopard Bug Prevents Opening Groups of Files on November 3, 2009. Apple's discussion forums have been active recently with reports of video playback and performance issues on the latest iMacs released a few weeks ago, the 21.5-inch and 27-inch models, which apparently is tied to having AirPort turned on. The update addresses it. The problem recognizing two-line URLs in preview has changed somewhat, so although some two-line URLs are recognized correctly, many others are not. From our perspective, this bug remains outstanding. Apple notes Safari plugin reliability, which we take to mean handles Flash better, since the company has identified Flash items as the leading cause of crashes in Safari. Apple did not note whether or not it fixed the problem with Snow Leopard screen sharing, in which remote screens appear all black until the quality setting, under the View menu, is toggled or reselected. We haven't yet been able to confirm whether a repair was put in place. On the downside, Snow Leopard's bug affecting Apple Events, which Matt Newberg identified in Tracking Down Snow Leopard's Apple Events Bug from October 13th, is still present. Also, macOS 10.10.6.2's screensaver seems to take a very long time to build a list of files to display when pointed at a folder or folder hierarchy containing more than a few thousand images. This stands in stark contrast to numerous previous versions of macOS 10. macOS 10.10.6.2 is available via software update or as two standalone downloads. The macOS 10.10.6.2 update is 473 megabytes, and the macOS 10.10.6.2 update combo is 479 megabytes. Typically, the combo update would update macOS 10.10.6.0 and higher, while the regular update would cover only macOS 10.10.6.1. Presumably, the small size difference is related to the fact that macOS 10.10.6.1 was an extremely small update. Also, the size of the update via software update can vary widely, depending on your computer. My 2.33 GHz MacBook Pro, released in 2006, required a 499.9 MB download, while my Mac Mini from earlier this year needed a 157.7 MB download, as was a colleague's Mac Pro from early 2008. Apple also released Security Update 2009-006 Client, 143 MB, and Security Update 2009-006 Server, 231 MB, for macOS 10.10.5.8, which include the numerous security enhancements in macOS 10.10.6.2 linked above. As ever, the issues addressed patch vulnerabilities exploited by maliciously crafted files or websites. Snow Leopard Server also receives numerous fixes for problems synchronizing portable home directory content, using the iCal web interface within certain time zones, creating images with the system image utility, server-side filtering of incoming mail messages, preventing brute force password attacks, and more. See Apple's About the macOS 10 Server 10.6.2 update page for more details. The Delta update for macOS 10.6.1 weighs in at 496 megabytes. The combo update is 503 megabytes. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson, 10.6.2, and thank you for listening, 10.6.2. Whew.